You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. He is one of the most recognizable names in Texas music, known for kickstarting a revival of interest in the blues and for his performances with influential artists like David Bowie. He was headed into a new chapter of his personal and professional life when he died in a helicopter crash in 1990 at the age of 35. Yeah, you've likely guessed who we're talking about. Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. And she's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. To get a more complete picture of the artist many in Texas knew simply as Stevie Ray, musicians and writers Alan Paul and Andy Alidort spent 3 decades speaking with people who knew him best. Their new book is being celebrated as a definitive biography, Texas Flood, the inside story of Stevie Ray Vaughan. With us, co-author Alan Paul. Alan, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Here in Texas, of course, a good part of his story is the stuff of legend. People know about Stevie and his older brother, Jimmy, growing up in Dallas. Was there a part of this story that you thought, well, this is something that people don't know about Stevie Ray, so a part that needs to be told that has not been?
Yeah, a couple of things. I think you can't overemphasize the importance of Jimmy in Stevie's story. I'm not sure that people really, really have understood the depth of it. Hard to be. As we talked to people, especially from those early days in Dallas, it just became so apparent how big of a deal Jimmy was and how much awe other musicians held him in at that time. And so you can only imagine the impact that had on Stevie as his brother and living in the same house. So that's one thing we wanted to get across. The other, and again, I think this was broadly known, but not maybe the extent of it, is just how much of a low he had hit, but in about 1986, mm-hmm. and he really was close to death and mm-hmm. teetering on the edge. And then, of course, his return, you know, and the prominence he rose to. But I think overarching all of that is how much work he put in. The amount of work and the amount of scuffling and the amount of sleeping on couches and driving in vans and sleeping on pool tables and living off of girlfriends' jobs. It's something that we kind of wanted to convey. And also the story of his band, of the musicians he went through and had different relationships mm-hmm. with before he settled onto Tommy Shannon and Chris Layton as Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, yep. But I find it fascinating that you went and did a kind of almost an oral history in a sense. I mean, you're talking to people like Eric Clapton and the late B.B. King. Why was that aspect of it important? This the way that you're telling this story.
Right. Well, I wrote my Allman Brothers book in the same style, and I came across it in that regard. But I just thought it was really important to let people's voices speak so you could hear them. And we wanted everyone to feel like they're sitting in a room having a conversation with Jimmy and with Chris and with Tommy, and luckily with Stevie, because Andy Alidort, my co-writer, interviewed Stevie 4 times and played with him and got to know him pretty well.
Wow. I don't know if you had a chance to talk with Ray Wiley Hubbard. But he's a very famous Texas singer-songwriter, and he credits Stevie directly with getting him sobered up, turning
David,
his life around.
Not only did I talk to Ray Wiley Hubbard, but I got to tell you something. I've been doing this kind of reporting for 30 years or so, and I believe it's the only time I've ever, in an interview, had something where both I and the subject matter were sobbing like babies. Hmm. And I'm sorry to cut you off. I know what you were about to say is Ray credits him with being able to get sober. And when he talked about it, he got so emotional. His story was so moving that I just became so moved. And you know, when you go back and ask me what did we want to tell about Stevie, and you know, that's part of it, and is how much he touched people's lives. The fact that he was able to recover and become not only the person he was before, but really a better person, a more full, fully developed person, someone aware of his failings and therefore human frailty. I'm sorry, I get emotional even now talking about it, because the fact that he had gone through that and become the person he did and then died the way he did is just, it's so tragic that it's still upsetting for me to talk about to this day.
Here was this guy who had endured so much and was reaching a new, on his way to a new apex. I mean, probably it's hard to imagine where his career would have gone.
You know, doing the interviews was very cathartic for everyone, but it also was very difficult. It's still difficult, and it's been almost 30 years. And so that also starts making you think, oh my God, what did we lose? Imagine the music we would have had in the last decades with Stevie alive. If he had never improved at all and kept doing what he was doing, it would have been incredible. But we know that's not the case. He was improving. He was reaching new levels, and we'll never know what he would have done. It's almost mind-bending to think about.
I don't give up on love. Love won't give up on me.
So, Alan, let's not stop right here. Let's end on a high note if we can. As you listen back to his music, is there a track or a cut that just sends you soaring? Is there something that you think that maybe as we go out we should be listening to or humming?
For me, it's Stevie's slower and more soulful playing where he really digs in. It's just beautiful. So I love Ain't Gonna Give Up on Love. I love his version of Little Wing and the other instrumentals, Riviera Paradise, Lenny. That music to me is unparalleled, untouched, and there's no one else who did anything quite like it. It's completely rooted in the blues. It's not the more rocked up aspect of it. It's something different, and it's beautiful and it's indelible, and it's something nobody else can play. But you know, you really won't go wrong listening to any Stevie Ray Vaughan. That's the beautiful thing.
Alan Paul, co-author of the new book, Texas Flood, The Inside Story of Stevie Ray Vaughan, an oral history of sorts and a very compelling read. Alan, thanks so much for your time, and we sure do appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David. It's an honor to be here, and it wouldn't be appropriate to have this book out without being on Texas Standard, so we really appreciate it.